Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What do trees make you think of? Life? Longevity? Health? There's a reason for that. They're the building blocks of our ecosystems, capable of restoring land and environment while creating stable food systems and economic opportunity. At Trees for the Future, for 30 years, we've worked with smallholder farmers in developing countries to establish sustainable agroforestry methods. Where there was once deforestation and poor agricultural practices, there are now thriving microenvironments we call forest gardens, made up of more than 50 species of trees and dozens of shrubs, fruits, and vegetables. Through Trees for the Future's forest garden approach, thousands of farming families have successfully brought their land back to life. A sustainable solution to hunger, poverty, and climate change. Sponsored by Trees for the Future. You're invited to join the movement at trees.org/radio.
Memphis's hometown event is taking on a new identity. The World Golf Championship's FedEx St. Jude Invitational makes its debut at TPC Southwind, July 24th through 28th. Don't miss PGA Tour superstars Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more.
Join me, Dustin Johnson, when I return to TPC Southwind. Tickets are on sale at WGCFedEx.com.
You're a real guy, and you need real tools for real work. You need We Sell Tools. Because, well, that's what we do. We sell tools for real guys for real projects, like a car that needs fixing or things that need to be done around the house. We sell tools for all your projects. Tools, that's it. No patio furniture, no plants, just tools. We sell tools. Drop in anytime. We're at the northeast corner of Kirby Witten Road and Summer Avenue.
92.9's Giannotto and Jeffrey Show presents the 2019 Big Brothers Big Sisters Sports Ball Party at the Nike Factory on Saturday, July 20th. Go to 92.9ESPN.com now and get your tickets in the events section link. The 2019 Big Brothers Big Sisters Sports Ball from 92.9 FM ESPN.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Now with Xfinity XFi, you have more than fast and reliable Wi-Fi. You have Wi-Fi you can't control. Trying to gather the family for dinner? You can pause the Wi-Fi. Need to get the kids offline for bed? You can set a curfew. Want to make sure your kids are actually off their devices? You can check who's online with the Xfinity XFi app. Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Offer ends 9/30/19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performer starter internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
The Memphis Grizzlies have made their pick.
With the second pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
He's the best passer in this draft, averages 10 assists a game. I think he's Patrick Mahomes. Pass with either hand, really creative. He just doesn't see angles. He creates them for himself.
Ja Morant is the guard of the future. The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah. I got to take him back to the crest, man. That's where all this started at, you know what I'm saying?
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wayne Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Miss Shirley House breaking down them things. I remember. I used to serve my partner mama. She's a crack fiend. I remember. I remember. Hey, I ain't know no better. I apologize for that. I won't apologize, homie. I ain't realize, homie. I had that hustling instinct. Everything will monetize, homie.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I was looking to see if there was any other. I feel like somebody else said something about another restaurant, but I can't find it. Apparently, that
we nailed most of the ones, the bigger ones.
The hot wing place was called Wren's.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
I never went there.
I don't know.
I never went to that restaurant, but I'm sure it was amazing. I'm sure it was amazing. Yeah. So I think those are the I gotta look up the Mayos in Arlington. That one I
was not familiar with. And I know if I'm not.
Oh yeah, it's a real place. I don't know if it's OJ Mayo, but it's definitely Mayo's Burgers and Wings.
I know. The last I checked, he's still on the Hawthorne South Wing that his mom lived in.
Yeah, I mean,
like he still has ties here. Last I checked.
Exactly, because like
maybe it is him.
What's the Memphis tie with OJ Mayo? Like Todd Mayo played at Germantown, right?
Houston and Germantown. I want to tell you, he transferred a couple of schools. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, either both or one of them. That way, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm
whatever became of him. Because Todd Mayo could play a little bit.
Oh, Todd Mayo? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. But, yeah, anyway, there you go. Those are the restaurants in Memphis. Do we have a Tiger Woods update? How's our man Tiger doing?
I do have an update for you. He's fallen even further behind, John. He's now tied for 144th, now 7 over through 14. Ugh. It is not looking good. Look, maybe I need to be happy because this was my original theory that if he missed the cut,
right,
you might have a better chance of getting him again. Some of that pride, right? You first thing you want to do and you have a bad performance, get back out there with Memphis, obviously, next week. That's a good theory until you watch him golf today and see him wincing, it looks like, with every shot. And it doesn't look, with this kind of play and the way he's playing, doesn't look like an excuse for a bad shot, one wince. This looks like
right. You
have your broadcaster saying he's walking around gingerly, swinging gingerly. Looks like a Tiger that's in at least a little bit of pain. And to me, that's the thing you can draw the most from. If he's worn out, you go back to what he said pre-open here about it sort of kind of reining it in terms of him playing and this year. It just, as much as I'd love to sit here and say, man, I'm still holding out hope, it just feels like hope is dimming a little bit.
Yeah, I mean.
Where are you going? Did you get your invite or something?
No, I haven't.
I think you did. You've been texting quite a bit there.
No, I haven't. I'm dealing with some fires,
sure.
Man.
My apologies.
She got a body scan today. She got a body scan. You know, like when you get like, there's this thing that we do at our gym, F45. You put your hands on these like calipers, and it tells you all you ever wanted to know about your body.
Yeah. Like what?
Body fat percentage, where it's coming from, like how much body fat you have in your arms and your legs and your trunk. Okay. And so you're beautiful, Sam. You're so beautiful. Just want to say that. I don't know. And you go two ways. You go two ways with Tiger Woods, right? You could say, all right, well, he misses the cut, and this is going to motivate him because he wants to play in the WGC. It's hotter outside here. His back's going to feel a little bit better.
Right. Those were all good factors.
Or you could say he's just so over it.
He looks banged up.
Yeah.
He looks banged up. And, again, if it's this bad, imagine how sore he's going to be after this. If he's pushing himself through this and he's in real pain, I imagine after this long layoff he would be very sore, which in turn would – how much can you play if your body's in complete pain? As much as I want this for my city, still I would say you've got a big time event that, yes, with all the all the other top golfers in the world, going to be huge for our city.
Yeah, and that should be said.
Take a little bit off of it though. There's
no question. You can't. You
wouldn't be being honest if it doesn't, especially
right.
for us, those
right.
of us that don't follow it every week.
It just is what
Tigers,
it is.
Tigers golf. You know?
That was the sort of allure with this event, not just the fact that it is a WGC, a prestigious event, but also because the thinking at the time was that it would attract Tiger, like because he plays in those events. So we can't revise history here. We all got excited because we thought Tiger Woods was going to play in this thing. And it doesn't look like, at least right now, that is going to happen because he doesn't look healthy.
True. But you get Brooks Koepka here. You get McIlroy here, who did not do well today. It's as big as an event as right up there with some of the biggest we've had. You've got the world's best golfers here. That place will be packed next week with or without Tiger.
That is exactly right. We will be out there Thursday and Friday, I believe. That is the latest that we have heard so far, is that we will be out there Thursday and Friday.
Catch a break in the weather as well, it looks like.
Yeah. All right. So we were talking earlier today about I took some questions about Memphis basketball, and we went through a few of them.
The expectation one we kind of landed on and stayed on
there. But there were others. There were others that I think are worthy of discussion. For example, like, what does the future – and this was, like, the most random question I've ever gotten. But what does the future hold for Keevan Davenport? Somebody actually asked me that. And I
was
like –
You had to go find an answer?
I mean, I –
Man, good. I'd like to hear what you said to that one.
Actually, I said, that's all up to Keevan, you know? If he wants to play basketball, I'm sure there's a team overseas somewhere in like Bulgaria or somewhere that's willing to pay him, you know. But that's up. I mean, it is amazing. Like, don't you remember at the end of the season?
I'm not gonna criticize a guy being a Keevan Davenport fan and wanting good things for him afterwards.
It is kind of weird, random, you know, pretty random, I would say. But yeah, I know you recall this. We talked to Keevan sort of after the tournament was over.
Yeah.
I know they got bounced by Houston, and he just didn't really seem to care that much, at least outwardly. Like, he wasn't devastated by it.
Keevan was a different kind of dude in the sense that, you know, the guys we talk to a lot, John, it's make or break. I'm going to the NBA. You understand what I'm saying? I'm here for a year. I'm here for 2 years, and basketball is the world. Keevan was never that dude. He was never that dude whose key motivation it felt like was a career. Could he have a career, professional career in basketball? Absolutely. And I think he was open to that and probably is still open to that. But he was never the guy that felt like it was driven, who defined himself as sort of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I hesitate to say the whole didn't care. Again, you'd had the situation with Penny where he's asked about Keevan, and Penny gets real honest with you and told you, he's kind of there sometimes and kind of not there other times. And you wondered how Keevan would react to that the rest of the season. If you want to say some of that sort of in and out play, sort of it wasn't the Keevan that Tubby had, wasn't even the Keevan that Penny had at the beginning of the season, was might have been rooted in some of that, you know, criticism of him. Really, Penny was just kind of, like we said, he was really just calling it how he saw it. Then maybe, but I don't think the kid was checked out.
Right.
I don't want to go that far because, again, you know, he did, for the most part, what he was asked to do here. You were asking, let's be real, you were asking for traditional Memphis expectations from a group of guys who, God bless them, you know, they came here to play for Memphis, for Tubby Smith, but that weren't up to your, as a fan, traditional expectations of that program. The expectations were too high for that kind of group. And so anyway, that shouldn't be on Keevan's shoulders, that said. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because this wasn't a guy's driven by basketball.
Oh, I agree with that for sure. Yeah, and some guys
That is a random question, but I'm all for Keevan Davenport fans. He did what he was asked to do.
Okay.
Kept this thing together for Penny.
Somebody asked me, do I see Penny staying at Memphis for the next 10 to 15 years, or will he leave as soon as a blue blood job opens up?
Now, I would have – that seems like one that's more ripe for discussion.
I just don't think there's much of a discussion.
Well, if he leaves Memphis, it ain't for a blue blood.
Correct.
Stop that. That's not a discussion.
Correct. Yes, I think
Memphis is his blue blood. Let's be for real.
It is.
It's the way he sees it. It's the way he envisions it. It's what he wants it to be.
Well said. It works for him at Memphis in a way that it just wouldn't anywhere else.
Correct.
I mean, it's his home. He knows how to sell Memphis better than anybody knows how to sell Memphis. He played here. He lives here. You know, like this. Memphis, exactly as you said, is his blue blood. So him leaving for Duke and North Carolina, like that wouldn't be a good move for Penny Hardaway. Why would he do that? He's got it rolling here, you know?
Good move and whatever. I don't think that that's a goal of his. I don't think he looks at it as, they're better than Memphis, and that would be a step up for me.
Right.
Penny wants to pull Memphis up to where they are, like we're saying. And so if he did leave, there's a time where I thought, no way he's ever leaving.
Right.
That at some point you're actually going to have to either him step down or you fire Penny Hardaway.
Right.
But I don't – listen, listening to him, listening to the people that are around him talk about the basketball genius, the savant that he is, how 23 of his 24 hours in a day, basically watching film, thinking basketball, new concepts, old concepts, trying to put all that together. The idea, John, that he could – if he won a national championship here or got to a point where he feels like I've got that thing back to where it needs to be, could he step off into the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
There was a point where I thought, nah, this is the coaching job he wants. The coaching job he wants. Could he go to the NBA, though, if he won a national championship? I wouldn't rule that out because you've heard him talk about it. And here's the other thing. And Penny's talked about it. You know, his good friend, his dear friend, Des Merriweather, who had talked about sort of that. Listen, I know to us, some of us might roll our eyes at the idea that Des Merriweather years ago was saying Penny's going to coach middle school Leicester to state championships, then East to state championships, then go over to Memphis, get him to a national championship, and then go to the NBA.
Yep.
I think Des's prophecy was even coach the Grizzlies. I don't know if it's coaching the Grizzlies, but look at how much of that's come true already. Here's the point. Whether you believe it or not, Penny has talked about it a lot, and I think truly believes many of those words prophetic, and I wouldn't rule it out. Again, you've seen a guy that knows how to go out and make the right hires.
Yep.
Right? So much of the next level, so much of coaching is having the right guys around you. Penny's smart, savvy when it comes to this basketball thing. And if he ever got this licked in terms of completing the circle, like Vicky Finch has talked about, and winning a national championship here, I could see him maybe moving on to a new challenge. Because remember, Penny, super competitive. Super, super competitive. It's about being number one. It's about being a champion. If he ever felt like, man, I got that college basketball thing licked, I just won a national championship, I wouldn't count out moving up a level and seeing how he'd do there, because you're talking about a great, great competitor in Penny Hardaway.
That's in so many words.
I would say possible, but not likely, but possible.
If Penny ever leaves sort of on his own, it will be for the
league.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. A head coaching job in the NBA.
I like the question, though.
You know, that's not crazy.
Because I think it's changed.
To think about, you know, it's not crazy to consider the Grizzlies hiring Penny Hardaway one day, you know?
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, like it's not.
You're talking about a man that wasn't just a basketball coach that asked Penny to come over and help volunteer, a man that was a prophet.
The discussion there is how would people feel about that in Memphis? How would people in Memphis feel about Penny leaving the Tigers to go to the Grizzlies?
Well, has he won a national championship?
Well, I don't know. I can't. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not.
Well, my feeling is he wouldn't move on unless he's won one. That's his goal.
Okay.
That's my feeling.
What if they go to three straight Elite Eights and then he leaves for the Grizzlies? Like, how would people feel about that?
How are you going to hold it against Penny for wanting to take on that challenge? Having, we think, even if it's not a national championship, having had a great run, having what we think restored this program, not just to relevance, but to prominence. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hold it against him that a man wants to take on a new challenge and take it up to the NBA, a league that he knows inside
people,
and out just as
well. People
will
hold against him.
Tiger
fans will not be happy.
Tigers fans who are not Grizzlies fans will.
Right.
Those are the ones that would be, I won't even say, would be capable of that. Rooting against him leaving Memphis, the program for Memphis, the franchise with the Grizzlies. But, John, I don't think there'd be a ton of them. You're talking about a man who's done a ton for this city, who's clearly done a ton for that school, and a guy who has huge aspirations. And, again, I don't know right now that winning an NBA title is one of them. I think right now the goal is win an NCAA championship. But how could you hold that against him moving up to the big time? And you're doing it in Memphis. Be another thing if he's going to the Phoenix Suns,
right?
Leaving the Tigers.
Right.
You're going to the Memphis Grizzlies. So again, I just don't think reasonably you could hold it against him.
Yeah.
For too long.
But anyway, that's such a far-fetched and you know, in the great beyond question that it.
Man, I used to be concerned about what happens at the end of Penny, but I promise you, I am not anymore.
No doubt.
I promise you, I'm not. And Will Fawn taught me all out of that.
Yeah. Robert asks, will Memphis add another marquee matchup to its non-conference schedule, or does what we have now basically, does it make up the entirety of our non-conference?
I don't think have we mentioned on this air? I heard Giannotto talking about it because I think Penny said it in the podcast.
Bradley.
They've added Bradley.
Bradley. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have not mentioned it.
Tournament team.
Yeah, a decent team. Right. Kind of, but a bye game, though, basically. I mean, they happen to be a good bye team. But
Well, listen, John, this year, you know, and it's not RPI anymore. You know, you've changed it up, the metrics and all that stuff. But this year, you know, those points, that strength of schedule stuff, will matter so much more.
Yeah, well,
it hadn't mattered here the last few years because you're not getting in the tournament. It's not going to affect your seeding. But now when you're trying to determine the difference between the 3 seed and a 4 seed, or 1 seed and 2 seed, your schedule is going to matter. And so you want as many, you know, tournament caliber teams on schedule as you can get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's a good thing.
But yeah, I mean, I think we know their schedule now, though, for the most part, other than bye games. I mean, it's Georgia, Tennessee, Oregon, Ole Miss, Bradley, NC State. You know, is UAB on the schedule? I can't remember. Okay, so that's a bye game, though, as far as I'm concerned, even though it's technically not. Those are the premier teams you're playing, and then they'll add some smaller regional type schools.
Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Who should still be decent, still be good. This ain't.
It's not a bad non-conference schedule. It's not. I mean, in terms of trying to map this stuff out, it's not a bad schedule.
He's improved it.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good schedule. I mean, it's not the best ever, obviously, but I think it's pretty good. It's definitely serviceable, I would say.
I think it's perfect because what you don't want to do is swing too hard. We've
right.
seen that around here where you go out and you get all the top
yep.
dogs on your schedule and you're left with some L's. Now, I'm not saying this team would do that. We're talking about yep. a lot of talent on the squad, but you don't want to overswing is the way I would put that.
Right.
Sounds to me, feels like to me, that thing's just about right.
Yeah, going to go through a few more here. These are just questions that people have asked and we're answering here. With Memphis seemingly in with a host of top 100 players again for 2020, do you see any of them committing earlier? Do you think they'll sit back to see how the staff does with this bevy of talent? So I have a new rule that I live by when it comes to recruiting. The better the player, the later the announcement. That is just my new general rule in recruiting. Now,
it was going to be the case with Wiseman.
It was going to be the case
quite
with Wiseman.
Frankly,
so
yes.
You will have the occasional top 10 kid announced in November, and thank God for Memphis that James decided to do that
yeah.
and sign because – that's why Memphis is sitting here with the number one class.
It was huge.
You know, he was the anchor. He was the guy. I mean, DJ committing was big and everything like that. But, you know, Wiseman was the anchor.
He was the hook.
You know, and you got to have that guy who is willing to be that, you know, a great player, a top 10 player. You know, Greg Brown, Jalen Green, you know, these guys are going to sit back. They're going to watch how rosters shake out. They're going to see if anybody's in, coaches that get fired or whatever, or if a professional opportunity presents itself.
Right.
You know, that's what these guys are going to sit back and watch.
Yeah, I heard some speculation that you're going to wait and see where Wiseman and Precious go in the draft. Well, you guys realize.
No, that's not
that
June.
You're not waiting
yeah.
that late.
Yeah.
You can't. Well, these guys won't be waiting that late. That's into June. Heard a little bit of that yesterday. No, it'll be more of the season, how they're doing. You'll know. You'll see it on the mock drafts.
Really,
and stuff
it's more about
before.
Who declares. It's like, who is going to the draft? It's like, is Boogie Ellis going to put his name in the draft? You know, like, who's coming back? That's more so, I think, what you would wait for.
Yeah.
You know
that
what I mean?
And how the season plays out. I mean,
that
that's
too.
All part of it.
That
especially
too.
Those, as you said, I agree with you. Most of those guys, they're involved with those elite ones.
Yes.
Typically, those are held over into the spring these days.
Two more.
I think it's smart, too, to wait.
What's your prediction today for the 2020 class? I know that Charles wanted specific players. I'm just going to say that Memphis finishes in the top three in recruiting. I think they finished with the top three class in 2020.
Strong
That's
prediction.
My prediction. And then finally, do we think all of the top prospects are going to hold their current projected spots for the NBA draft, James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa? Now, I mean, that's really hard to say. I mean, James Wiseman is projected number one.
He can
right
only
now.
Drop
yeah.
right now.
But I do think he is a total package, you know, and maybe he doesn't go number one overall, but maybe he goes top three. You know, which to me is effectively, it's not the same as going number one overall.
Right.
But it's not like it's a catastrophic.
You haven't heard James's stock if he goes two or three.
Right. I agree with that. Because
okay.
then you like
he goes 10.
Well, what if
maybe something's changed?
What
right
if somebody wins the lottery and they don't need a center? You know what I mean? Like whoever.
No, to your point. Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
so it comes down to that as well. So it's hard to say. And then Precious, you know, whether Precious goes in the top 5, 10, late into the lottery. He is a guy who is going to be drafted on tools. That's really it. It's not going to be about what he does in college necessarily production-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about the next 3, 4, 5 years with him. It's just all about the physical potential, you know. So that will be there.
There's no question about it. I'm in agreement with you there. Looking forward to seeing that motor that's been so advertised. And you've seen it. You saw it in the All-Star games with Precious. But, man, when he's got his mind made up, he's going to that basket. There's hardly any stopping him. Man, a lot of different combinations you can use. And think about with this Memphis team. Penny is loaded. And y'all can tell how excited we are about it, too.
Yep. All right. When we come back, Jeff Coggins is going to join us. We'll talk to him about Tiger Woods. We will talk to him about Memphis basketball and more when we come back. Jason DeJohn, Turner FM, ESPN.
This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I have found people sometimes choose their real estate agent in the most unusual way. Well, the agent down the street sold that house so they can sell mine. Or my relative is brand new in the business and I want to help them. Or my friend sells real estate on the side and will give me a good deal on commission. These are all valid considerations, but after all my years in the real estate business, the advice I give people is, Interview 2 to 3 agents. Find out what they think about your home, how they would price it, and what they suggest you do to prepare to make the most for your home. Last, when interviewing agents, make sure that I am one of the brokers you speak with. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Also, find out why people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Done Rosengarten at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
When you combine a century of truck building know-how with 7 million miles of testing, you get the all-new Silverado with 50 industry firsts and the most functional bed of any pickup. In fact, Silverado's DuraBed combines high-strength rolled form steel, more cargo volume than any other truck, and 12 standard tie-downs. That's 3 times more than any competitor. For outstanding offers on this groundbreaking truck, visit Jimmy Gray Chevrolet. Right now, get the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT with 15% below MSRP on all 2019 Silverado Crew Cab pickups. Or get the all-new 2019 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab LT All-Star for 0% APR for 72 months when you finance with GM Financial. Tie-down claim excludes GM vehicles. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP and cash allowance. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $1,389 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 4%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 7/31/2019. See dealer for details. Visit Jimmy Gray Chevrolet.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10 ounce filet or 12 ounce and 16 ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house made ranch dressing and the twice baked potato. I recommend both. They got 2 locations, 513 South Front Street downtown at 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown, and find them on the web at bluemonkeymemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night. The latest on Saturday, turnstiles.
Hit the green with today's Perks deal. Get half off 2 rounds of golf, each with cart rental, range balls, and meal from Riverbend Links in Tunica, Mississippi. Riverbend Links is the only true Scottish Links-style golf course in the Mid-South. Get yours today at GetMyPerks.com.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast. And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And don't you know, it's a beautiful day. Hey! Running down the avenue, see how the sun...
Hi, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and every Thursday around this time, we talk to Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, of course, is the sports columnist over at the Daily Memphian. He hosts the Jeff Calkins Show every morning from 9 to 11. It is the electoral show because they stay taking polls. He joins us now. Jeff, what up?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Tiger Woods just birdied.
Hey!
Can we have an applause for, can we get an applause, Mills, for Tiger Woods?
That's good. That's good for Tiger Woods and his birdie. I'm worried. How's his backing?
Say again? What was that?
How's his backy?
Oh, how's his backy?
I think it's sore.
Sounds like you got cut off. Yeah, it definitely was sore. But is the Memphis humidity part of the pitch here? Because I'm starting to buy into that. I'm starting to buy into warm weather will make your back feel better.
Cold weather, he'll come here, he'll heal, and it'll be miraculous, and all will be well. And, there's no question. People looked at this weather as a negative. They didn't understand that this was all geared towards Tiger's back. And plus, they got Medtronic here. Any new equipment that he needs for his back, slip right in there. I think the back and the weather, I think that's all pointing towards Tiger to me. I've said it all along. That's been my stance all along.
What is your – obviously, Tiger is not having a great day. He's having a horrible day, frankly, out there at Royal Portrush. But what
Why are you so negative?
I'm not being negative. He's having a horrible. I mean, I can go out there and shoot 8 over probably. I can't do that. I can shoot 885 over.
Yeah. Oh, he's back right. to 6.
Oh, he's back to 6. Yes, okay. But how do you perceive it? Is it a better development for the WGCs that he is struggling, or is it a worse development for the WGCs that he is struggling? Or does it matter at all to the decision that he's going to make?
No, I think you don't. My view has been that he's likely to come, and the only reason he probably won't come is if he's too ailing, right? And so I don't think it's even the quality of his game. It's whether the struggles are connected to health issues. If the struggles are connected to health issues, that's bad news.
Right.
And that suggests he could not even, he may not come. If the struggles are just, man, I got to play more, well, then you actually think it might argue in favor of coming. He hasn't played much since the Masters. And so I really just think it's a health thing. I don't want him to be hurting. And Jeffrey's view has always been, he's more of a Tiger follower than I am, I think it's pretty clear he's hurting. He's got a fused back, and no one denies that. Jeffrey also thinks that he hurts more when he hits a bad shot, right? That he is more apt to wince if a ball goes off to the left, then if not, right into the rough. I don't know that that's true. I'm not going to accuse you. He called him a drama queen today.
Oh, my.
I know. But mind you, at this later on in the show, he broke into show tunes himself. So I'm not, who's the drama queen, I think, is the question. But perfectly good question. But I just think you just want to be healthy. That's what you want. And if he's healthy, I think he'll come. If he's not healthy, then I think he won't come. And we'll know soon, won't we? Of course, we'll know soon. But even then, when we know that he's coming, it will be with this caveat of if he doesn't get hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like even then, because he won't want to withdraw, but there are times you have to withdraw. And so it is interesting because we asked a question on our show today. This was not a poll, but it very well could have been, John. And I'm sorry we missed this opportunity. If he commits, right? And then because, let's say, the back flares up Saturday or Sunday and he doesn't end up coming, that is – so there is a deflating moment, killjoy. Yeah. You thought it was right there, and then it's gone, right?
Yep.
And we were looking at what are the biggest – it was right there and then it's gone moments in Memphis sports. Obviously, the biggest one is in Memphis Tiger Championship, right? Like that would be the biggest one. You thought you had it and it was snatched away. Another one would be – that recruiting class, the John Wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Yeah, a good one.
And then the other one would be the Big East. You were going to be in, and then it's gone. And if this would, I think, would join. I think this would join those three others, and you can rank them however you wish. But that would be the other thing. Is there going to be a potential for a psych here? We've been through this before.
Yeah, no, that definitely would rank. I mean, it would be somewhere in there. I mean, the recruiting class with DeMarcus Cousins and John Wall, that would hurt.
Jeff, you didn't think Memphis was ever getting in the Big 12, but when I was in Tom Bowen's office and he was making me that coffee, staring into my eyes and telling me it was going to happen on my birthday, October 19th, he made a believer out of me, so I'd put that one on the list as well. I know they never believed it
was going to happen.
Yes, they did.
But I don't think in terms of the community it was the same.
Right, you were still hopeful,
right?
But they didn't. Yeah, the community didn't know, right? Like not like they thought they knew. Yeah.
Alan Graf was absolutely. I remember I was taping something for. It was honestly, it was anticipation. I think Glenn Carver was putting together a show for George Lapidus because he knew that the end was near, and I talked to Alan Graf that day because Alan taped something and I taped something, and it was basically if they expand, we're getting in,
They were.
That's why they were as outspoken as they were. They wouldn't have been if they weren't so confident.
Yep.
But I don't think if that had the community.
No, you're right on that. It's not like Big
this
East.
One did.
Yeah.
It was the insiders.
Okay.
The Big East turned out to be a big old fizzle, didn't it?
Oh, man, it was sad.
Don't you have to put Chandler Parsons on that list, too?
Ooh. Oh, I think you're right. Chandler Parsons was going to get you to he was going to be the third star or the fifth star or whatever the hell it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right.
That was a buzzkill.
That
was the most expensive buzzkill.
John was so giddy.
That was a $94 million buzzkill.
Do you put the LeBron lottery when you're one of the final two and it's either LeBron or nothing? Was that on that list?
Absolutely.
Of course.
But you never thought it was yours, because at best you had a 50 – well, you didn't even have a 50-50 chance, but it appeared you had a 50-50 chance.
I mean, it's a buzzkill, though, to be that close and, you know.
If it wasn't for John Morant, you might feel that way about almost missing on Zion.
Right.
You know, you were so close. Once you got past New York and the Lakers, it was, holy moly, this is about to happen.
Thankfully, John Morant does exist.
But,
though.
I mean, he's awesome,
now,
so everybody feels good about him.
The beat one is the same. That's a different
No, that was phenomenon. That was a decision. That was
a
decision.
It was just a stupid decision. Yeah. It wasn't, we had it and it's gone, right? Exactly.
Yes.
That's a different thing.
Okay. Here's what we've done a lot of, Jeff, in talking about Tiger, mm-hmm. is if he comes, where does it rank in terms of greatest sports events we've ever had? Let's do context. If he doesn't come, isn't it still way, way up there on the list, Jeff, with Koepka and McIlroy and everybody else? How high on the list is it even without Tiger?
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, institutionally, it is one of – I don't think it's as big as it's a different thing, right? I mean, the Tyson Lewis thing, mm-hmm. I think you have to say was a bigger event.
Agreed.
It just was. Even
look
if
at the guest
comes,
list, yeah, no doubt.
Just look at the guest list, and it was for a championship. It was whoever wins was going to be the champion of the world. Whoever wins next week won't be the champion of the world. They will have won one of the top 10 tournaments in the world, but that's all, right?
Yep.
So,
yeah, that matters.
And, yeah, Denzel ain't flying in for this sucker. So I don't think it's as big as that in terms of just how high profile and star-studded it is. But in terms of institutionally what it means for the city,
yep.
It's bigger than that because it's year after year after year. It's, as someone said, it's an all-star game every year. It's like having an all-star game every year.
Yeah.
And it is. It is a golf all-star game every year. And so I think institutionally, Tiger or not, it's bigger than the Tyson Lewis thing. It's just because it's a recurring deal, but it'll be deflating. I mean, it will. It'll still be huge, but it'll be a little deflating. I mean, people will see next week, even if Tiger isn't here when it comes, just from the number of media, from everything that's involved, it will be. It's going to be staggeringly different than past tournaments. I mean, let's be honest. In past tournaments, it's like thank God for Phil. You know,
right.
I mean, it's been thank God Phil comes, because he, and then it got even to the point where it's like, God, is John Daly still a draw? You know, can we count John Daly as a draw still? And it's not like that now. Now, everywhere you turn, there's going to be a golfing superstar. Mm-hmm. And so, but there's no question there's a difference. Everybody understands there's a difference between Tiger and non-Tiger.
As long as we're upfront and honest about that, then I think we can definitely move forward. Jeff Calkins, of course, is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show. You can hear him every morning right here on 92.9 from 9 to 11. Read him at the Daily Memphian. Jeff, we were talking earlier about Memphis basketball.
I heard.
And the question was, and it's a question that it's not an innovative question, but it is, I think, a question that is looming over the program right now, not in a negative way, just is, in success and what that means and what that looks like for Memphis. So I just ask you, what is success, according to Jeff Calkins, for Memphis basketball in 2019?
Well, I like the way you put it, because at least when I heard you talking about it, you were saying, in terms of what they have to do in order to keep the recruits coming in, what does success look like? I think that is different than success, broadly speaking. Don't you think?
Yeah,
I think
more. It can be. Yep.
I think that's more lottery. I mean, I think that's more. You still want to make the tournament. There has to be a basic level of winning, and these things are related to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there has to be a basic level of winning. If you had two lottery picks that didn't make the tournament, I don't think that's success, even from a recruiting perspective.
Yeah, because people would just tell you that you wasted talent, right?
Right. It's going to be like, was it a success for LSU when
– No, it was not. It was held against Johnny Jones.
It was held against him. So even though he went number one. So you still got to make the tournament. But honestly, here's a question for you. Which would be better for Memphis basketball over the long term? Making – having two lottery picks and getting knocked out in the second round, second game, or just having Wiseman go one but no other lottery pick and making it to the Elite Eight.
Interesting.
So you're saying I get two lottery picks if I go out in the second round, but I only get one if I make the Elite Eight?
Yeah, and not only that, your one is going to be third overall, not first overall.
So
give me the Elite Eight, because some of these, right? I mean, the draft and going, it will be in June.
And so give me the Elite Eight with us knowing that James Wiseman's going to be number one later on. And I think the folks will fall in love with the Elite Eight run.
Right? I think in that scenario, I got to take the Elite Eight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I mean, here's the truth, though. If you're going to the Elite Eight,
then they're going to be lottery picks.
Yeah, like Precious is
not
going to.
Not necessarily.
I mean,
not
most
always.
Likely.
How many lottery picks did Tennessee have?
Most
right?
likely. I mean, they had a first rounder, though. I mean, you know, and they had two second rounders. So, I mean, they had success in the draft.
Well, fine. You can have good players without being lottery picks, though. Jeff, like you can have. But anyway, so I do think there's two things. For me, what success looks like is do they have to go to the. I mean,
say it.
Jason says,
"That's why." Would you be disappointed if this team doesn't get past the first weekend, Jeff? Personally, forget fans and what they should feel.
I think they should probably get past the first weekend.
Amen,
yep.
Amen. They're going to be a 3-4 seed, but lowest, I would think, with this squad.
And
this
they
schedule.
Should get past the first
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Absolutely.
As long as you make this, yeah, I think I hate to say it. I think the Sweet 16.
John,
is
walking it back.
But I'm just saying.
Otherwise, it's not like if you lose in the second round of the tournament. Whatever, some kind of a heartbreak. Second
like
game,
John
right?
laid out,
first,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It would be disappointing.
Right.
I think you have to say that. It wouldn't be a failure.
Not failure.
I think there's something
right.
in between failure and
right.
disappointment.
Okay.
Right? I think it
yeah.
would be disappointing, but it wouldn't be – if you win a whole bunch of games, you're a three seed, but then you get knocked out. And
oh,
someone
yeah.
has a,
I agree with that. No, and that will be used against Penny. Yes, but I don't.
And they're going to be close to that, John.
Well,
a three or a four.
They
will.
They should be. They should be. Yeah. Listen, a first round exit in the tournament is insanely
important. I don't think you can get knocked out in the second. Anyone can. You can get knocked out in the.
Well, my point. The point that I keep making is that Duke should have lost to UCF in the second round. They easily could have.
Right. And that would have been a failure.
A failure.
Yes, it would have been.
That would have been a failure.
You're absolutely
think
right.
That,
it would have
They had
been.
Three top 10 players. Memphis only has two.
If you, that would have been a
Memphis
failure. And if
depth.
Memphis does it, it certainly would have been. If Memphis does it, it'll certainly be a disappointment. And you could be damn sure that Kentucky fans are going to be laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the other part of it.
That is 100% sure, right? Mm-hmm. And if the kids are on Twitter and whatever else, and it will be held against them if they don't make the Sweet 16.
And
it just will be.
Right, and we could all say, who cares about what Kentucky folks think and all that stuff and the stuff they're saying. But in this day and age now where you got Penny Hardaway as the head coach over there and you are recruiting against Kentucky and you are recruiting against Duke,
yep.
you don't need that stuff. Yeah, I mean, Penny's looking
right
at this
now,
thing.
You have people legitimately saying Memphis is an elite program. Well,
if
you're going to – and we all know, let's be honest, it's kind of – they're trending towards being they're an elite recruiting program, but if you're going to prove you're an elite program, now you've got to back up that you're an elite program.
100%.
An elite program gets to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Will Penny ever leave for another blue blood, Jeff?
No.
If Penny left, what would it be for?
It's the 50th anniversary of going to the moon Saturday, and I think if they ever went back to the moon and said, Penny, we need you to fly the spaceship.
Yeah.
We got a really tall one and we want, it's a new frontier for him. So I see him as the next Apollo astronaut. I don't know. I mean,
the sky truly is the limit.
He would leave for the NBA, but he won't be recruited to the NBA. The NBA won't be after Penny because he'll always be considered more of a recruiter, fair or not.
That's interesting.
Than a X and O guy. So he's not going to get an NBA job, although he might leave for an NBA job, and he'll never leave for a college job. He's going to do this. He might leave in 6 years because he's just done with it, right? Because everyone bothers him everywhere he goes all the time, and he might at some point want to just be done with it. But I don't think he's ever leaving for another job. Do you?
Probably not.
No,
likelihood is no.
Like
this is his job. This is the job for him. That's the way I look at it, too, for the most part.
Yeah, what college job? I mean, he can get anyone he wants here, right? Where's he going? Why would he?
Oh,
why
no
would he,
other college job.
His,
no.
No other college job. And so then it's an – he would leave for an NBA job, I believe, if he gets his success here like he wanted to. And the Knicks or the Suns or whoever else offered him a gig. But I don't think they're going to.
Real quick, Jeff, real quick, what did you determine was the best gift? It is his birthday, I think, 48th. You said it was a great idea. I wish you'd left it for us and let us use it. It was so good. What did y'all determine? What was the poll say? What was the best gift
for
Penny?
The best thing to get Penny for his birthday, the choices were all the smoke.
Yeah.
The other choice was
a six-star.
The choices were
six-star prospect. I think was one of them. A six-star, which was pretty clever.
No, someone did say a six-star prospect. The only thing he didn't have is a six-star prospect. Nick Nick Anderson making free throws.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of that would have been that
because he would have had a championship most likely.
And but the one that people voted for resoundingly was the game against Kentucky. And we, you know, we didn't put a national championship. That's too cliche and obvious.
Of course.
Of course, he'll take that. So, but that was not
he can bowl. He can earn that himself. It doesn't have to be.
He'll get that himself. Yeah, he can go buy his own. Right. Not buy his own. Earn
well,
his own.
I mean, that was
sorry.
An unfortunate choice of words.
I apologize for that. Yes.
Let's just let's not Mills.
Himself.
We're not going to upload this podcast, okay? Yeah, we're not putting this up.
He can go out and get that himself. Earn it the old-fashioned way. But
Jeff, Penny
again,
just called. You will never be on the on your show.
They've actually just revoked your credentials. That was his birthday gift. Your credentials.
Happy anniversary, Jason.
Thank you, sir. I very much appreciate it, man.
All right, Jeff. See you soon, man.
Thank you.
Yep. He is Jeff Calkins. Thanks.
A little slippage there.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. A little slippage.
Jeff's a hard worker, and it happens to all of us.
He did not mean it literally. He did not mean it literally. All right. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 93 FM, ESPN.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket, and they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
The Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger football. The SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC. The Redbirds. A world golf championship. Celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Join Macy's as we salute those who serve during the Big Give Back. Now through July 18th, help American veterans and military families when you shop your local Macy's. Round up your purchase amount and donate your change up to 99 cents to Blue Star Families and Bunker Labs. You'll help veterans create their own businesses and support military communities here at home. Salute those who serve and round up your Macy's store purchase today. Meet the real people who inspired our campaign and find out more about our charity partners at Macy's.com/Macy's Gives.
So you're thinking about quitting smoking, but you don't know how. Or maybe you're worried about gaining weight once you do stop smoking. Well, what if I told you that you could tackle both issues at the same time? That's right. UT Health Science Center is recruiting for a new research study. It's called Fit and Quit to help you quit smoking and stay healthy. Participants receive phone-based treatment and 6 months of Chantix at no cost. The Fit and Quit program is designed to help you quit smoking and not gain weight in the process. Again, 6 months of Chantix at no cost. So if you've made that decision and you're ready to get on the path to a healthier you, just give them a call. 901-448-2000. What are you waiting for? It is time to get fit and quit. Give them a call now. 901-448-2000. That's 901-448-2000.
Jason and John.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis football coach Mike Norvell.
The brand is really building to an all-time high. And I know my first year, you know, people were just getting to know Memphis football. And now that we've shown that we've been able to sustain the success and really, you know, elevate the program to what I would say is probably an all-time high nationally.
92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the first things clients ask me is, what is my case worth? It depends on the injury, liability, and damages. And in most cases, it depends on the lawyer you hire. All lawyers are not the same. I would like to invite you to visit ForThePeople.com to see what your case might be worth. You will see injuries like yours, offers made by the insurance company, and verdicts made by juries. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. We try more cases than any firm in America every year, and that's important. Insurance companies know which law firms try cases and which firms settle cheap. Your case value is different in the hands of different lawyers. I've been around now a long time, fought countless battles. We are fighters who take on giants. In some cases, you hired your lawyer without doing your research, and you can just as quickly fire them if you now think you made a mistake. You only get one swing of the plate. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wayne Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Lander Title Sales, that's where you need to go if you are in the market for a new car. They got them all down there. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans. They will never lie to you down there at Lander's. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. They got it all down there. Great team. Go check them out. No better time to buy a car than right now. They're located in South Haven on Goomer Road, or you can check them out on the web. LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. Return of the Mac. I mean, when you hear this song, I mean, it just takes over, doesn't it? This is just a classic. It might be one.
This is good two-step music right here, buddy.
It might be the best song ever. I'm just going to put it. I'm just going to submit it.
You're being hyperbolic now and start very sarcastic.
You don't. It's certainly Mark Morrison's best song ever.
Who?
The guy that sings this.
Mark Morrison.
Yeah.
I've heard this song a bunch, but I didn't know who sings it.
Yeah, Mark Morrison is the guy that sings it. You didn't even know who sang it?
Nope, not this one.
That's kind of sad.
Not all the time.
It's kind of sad.
I feel like he was a one-hit wonder.
Well, he
Am
definitely
I wrong on that?
I think he definitely was. He might have had
There's
like
a bunch
another...
of those back in the 80s, 90s type stuff.
Yeah, he might
have. Feels like 90s, early 90s. Is it late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah,
late 90s?
It was, like 90-something, mid-90s. So
somewhere in there.
Multi-platinum, bro. Multi-platinum. So, anyway, thanks to Mark Morrison for laying down this track, man. It's the only thing he ever did. Only thing he ever did
God
in his entire life. Do you know what the song's about, man? Are you familiar with the message behind it?
Not as familiar as you, apparently.
I can't believe you don't know what the Return of the Mac is about.
John, this one I used to play on, you know.
Dude, his wife.
Be on the radio, hear it. He's a one-hit wonder. I wasn't going out and buying the album, bro.
His girl cheated on him. His girl cheated on him, and that's why the Mac is back.
Oh,
they
no,
broke up.
So he's back to playing the field.
You lied to me. Yeah. That's why he says, you lied to me, you know. Yeah, once my pearl, you're once my pearl.
Right. Right.
And now you're not because
you think about where I was at that point in my life.
I don't know where you were. Mid-90s, you were definitely working at Imperial.
Well, probably so. Probably so. Bringing in that check. Bringing in that check over to Imperial. I know you like to laugh a lot about that. But the point was, at that point in my life, I'm not trying to be, like, heartbroken. You understand what I'm saying?
You're trying to do the heartbreaking.
Exactly, bro. So I'm not going out and buying the Mark Morrison album and sitting there and crying with my ice cream and getting fat. You understand what I'm saying?
You don't have to listen to ice cream.
Some lost love.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go.
Just got paid Friday night. Johnny Kemp, I want to say it is. Don't think he had anything else either. Now, him I can name by name because, again, that was a much bigger hit. You heard it, Milk?
That's a great track.
Great track. And I can't tell you any other song that Brother Kemp had. He was a weird-looking dude.
All right, let's do that thing we do every day.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Y'all gonna love this from me. 8 p.m. TLC, that's the Learning Channel. Dr. Pimple Popper, Gerald's back to see Dr. Lee and the hand specialist about this huge intrusive bump on his middle finger. Vinny has a large embarrassing birthmark on his neck. And listen to this one. Listen to this one, John, because this is what I wrote it down for. Lita has a lump on the back of her thigh that she's been hiding from her fiance. That's not a good idea.
No, man.
You should be open and honest with your fiance. Because, again,
Lita. Come on,
that
Lita.
Fiance is going to love you no matter what, Lita.
Come
when
on,
you're
Lita.
Hiding it from him, see, he might get a little offended later on, okay, that you felt like you had to keep that a secret. Don't worry about it. Dr. Lee's going to bust it, and it'll be stanky in that lab.
Ugh.
Also, Chris has a haircut appointment this afternoon because, John, this weekend we've got something big over at Overton Park. He's taking his kindergarten pictures.
Oh, man.
My wife has hired a photographer, and that's a big moment in his life.
Yeah,
I'm looking
he gotta
forward
get shot.
To seeing the pics.
Mills?
I got to catch my breath after a pimple popping TV show. There's a movie that just got added to Netflix, came out earlier this year in February called High Flying Bird. It's about a basketball sports agent working through a basketball lockout. Him and his clients are hurting for money, so he's like a part of the negotiations. Steven Soderbergh directed it. He also did like Ocean's 11 and Traffic.
Yeah.
This is what's really interesting to me about it. The whole movie from start to finish was filmed on an iPhone 8.
What?
Wow.
Which is just, how do you do that?
Wow.
Well, but it got really good reviews.
It has
on
gotten good reviews. I'm looking at it right now. Hey, that's certainly interesting. I'll check that out.
The whole movie on an iPhone.
The whole dang movie.
How about that? That is interesting. I'll check that out. I will be watching a documentary series that just came out on HBO. It's called I Love You, Now Die. Have you heard about this?
No.
Basically, it happened 3 or 4 years ago, but there was this this young teenage couple that sort of knew each other through text. I don't know. They lived kind of nearby in sort of neighboring towns, but they didn't hang out that much. They mostly communicated via text. And ultimately, sadly, the male in this couple decided to take his own life. But before he did, his girlfriend was sort of encouraging him to do it. So she was kind of telling him through text, you have to do it. You have to do it.
Awful.
You got to do it.
That's,
you know, because he was expressing, he was confiding in her that he was having these thoughts. And she, as opposed to saying, you got to get help, you got to go see somebody, she was saying, it's time, you got to do it. And she's on trial in the documentary for basically, involuntary manslaughter. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
It is a fascinating sort of case, sad case, but I will definitely be checking it out. On HBO. It's called I Love You Now Die, if that is kind of what you are into. That is going to do it for us
That's
today.
Heavy.
As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us today, Mike O'Donnell, Tim McCarver, and Jeff Calkins. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and autopay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Last year in Shelby County, there were over 200 opioid-related fatalities. These deaths can be prevented. The Memphis Area Prevention Coalition is offering free trainings and providing Narcan to individuals and agencies to help identify and reverse opioid-related overdoses. To set up training, call Jill Carney at 901-484-2852. 901-484-2852. If you need help, support, or referral to treatment, call the TN Red Line or visit memphisprevention.org. Project funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut. We cut the weight.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is two times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.